with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So massive is the destruction wrought by Hurricane Helene, there's little doubt that some areas will never fully recover. The fierce winds and devastating flooding ravaged communities in Florida and Georgia, South and North Carolina, and beyond. The death toll has topped 90 across several states. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell heads to North Carolina today.
So I can better understand the impacts and ensure that we are, as a federal family, bringing in all of the resources that they need for this immediate response, but also to start thinking about what they're going to need for the recovery part of this.
Especially hard hit in North Carolina, Asheville and vicinity, where scores of people are unaccounted for. Many are isolated, unable to communicate with the outside world. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel unrelenting in its drive to crush Hezbollah. After killing the terror group's leader and decimating its senior leadership, the latest Israeli airstrikes hit central Beirut. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
We have now Israeli military action on multiple fronts at the same time. Still very much concentrated on Lebanon, where the Israeli military chief of staff has said Hezbollah must be hit hard. We've been hearing these assessments that the Israeli military believes that much of Hezbollah's firepower has been destroyed, suggesting this is why we haven't really seen, even since Hassan Nasrallah was killed, big barrages of rockets being fired.
President Biden continues to call for a 21-day temporary ceasefire. Some 45,000 longshoremen threatening to strike starting tomorrow. That would shutter three dozen ports from Maine to Texas, handling about half the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 10 points, NASDAQ futures off 18 points. This is SRN News. A lot of Catholics don't seem to believe the tenets of their faith.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the Catholic Church, and it finds that 83% of them think the Church is wrong to prohibit birth control. 64% say they would have no problem with female priests, and more than half think the Church should allow gay marriage. Strong majorities of Catholics say they like Pope Francis, although his popularity is declining. Most of them say the pontiff is trying to bring change to the Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has given approval to the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings in the Duma before being sent to the upper house and then to President Vladimir Putin. It follows a series of other laws and rulings designed to curb the LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. Build the wall. In this case, we are not talking about Mr. Trump's wall.
Norway may put a fence along part or all of its 123-mile border it shares with Russia. It's a move inspired by neighbor Finland. The idea has been floated by Norwegian Justice Minister Emily Enger Mehl, who says a fence can not only act as a deterrent, but uses technology to detect if people are moving closer to the border. Helsinki is currently building up fences along the border zone that makes up part of NATO's northern flank. Jason Walker reporting.
Californians living near a wildfire that is largely contained were ordered to evacuate yesterday afternoon after the blaze in San Bernardino County flared up. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department told residents of Seven Oaks to leave the community ahead of a surge in the fire line. More details, SRNNews.com.